Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anoint us, Lord, today as we go along our way. That anointing is just God simply empowering us. God is blessing us and enabling us to do what he has called us to do. There's nothing like the touch and impartation of the God that we serve. Hallelujah. That's why as you look back over your life and see what the Lord has done for you, glory be to God. I'm sure your soul, like mine, cries out hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord who's been on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. That's why we say hallelujah, the highest praise on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. At our church on Sunday, we had a wonderful time in the Lord, and there was such a high praise because God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. So always find something to bless God for and to praise God about. I'm sure there's something in your life, even as I speak, that you can give God glory for in the name of Jesus. Pastor Anthony Simmons with my wonderful, beautiful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And we thank God for each and every caller on tonight. Yes. We thank God that you have called to touch and agree with us because we believe the Bible that says with two or more gathered in the name of Jesus, he will be in the midst. And two or more to touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of him. And we thank God for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Over the last 2 weeks, Pastor, has been so powerful because people have given testimonies,
yes,
even of specific prayers that we prayed over this prayer line. And we have seen the power of prayer working and being manifested and demonstrated in the earth realm.
Yes.
And we, hallelujah, too, have a praise report. We went to the hospital to see a church member of ours, and as we went and we prayed and we sat with her for a while, we know the power of prayer is real. And we thank God, even as we saw her condition just drastically improve and get better through prayer and through praise and through conversation and visitation from God Almighty, we know that what we do on these Tuesday nights are powerful and effective, and amen, and they are working. I'm going to read a verse of scripture, and we're going to go right into the prayer on tonight, opening up the prayer lines later. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. It says, when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lay lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she got up and began to wait on them. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried out diseases. He took up our infirmities and carried away our diseases. That's why we pray to God, because it's already done according to Scripture. We just touch and agree with our words, believe and trust, and put our faith in God. In Hebrews, it says, by faith they believe and turned this world upside down through many, many mighty miracles wrought by the hand of God. It's all of God, not of us, none of us, but we are called to pray, and God will move. If you're sick in your body, if I never forget, I had a pain in my knee, and my work requires for me to do a lot of walking and lifting and things of that nature, and my knees was bothering me. And I prayed to God, and I believed God, even as the pain would hit my knee as I went up and down stairs and as I walked and got in and out of the vehicle. And I prayed, and the pain remained. But one day, Pastor, I just was walking and working and doing my normal duties, and there was no more pain. Glory be to God. I don't know who that's for, but somebody's been praying. If it's arthritis, if it's joints, if it's bone, if it's some kind of body ailment, the Bible says he dealt with our infirmities. He healed our bodies. Yeah. He carried away our diseases. Jesus is still a healer, a deliverer, a restorer. And that's why we're praying to God tonight. The Bible says Peter's mother-in-law was laying in bed with a fever and could not minister, could not wait on them, could not do the things she wanted to do. But when Jesus prayed and touched her hand, immediately she was healed. And she got up to do what her heart desired. That was to help out her son-in-law and to help out Jesus. So I'm sure Jesus' wife was also pleased. And as we pray tonight, through our prayers, God will touch our family members.
Yes.
God will touch those who we care about. And God will touch us so we can minister and do the things that he called us to do with full capacity. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. To rejoice is a choice. I know there's a lot of negativity in our news and through the internet and through the medium of technology, but Lord, you are a good God, and we know that every good and perfect gift comes from above. You said men always to pray and to pray without ceasing. That's why we pray in spite of what's on the news. That's why we pray in spite of what's going on sometimes in our personal lives. That's why we pray, because the scriptures and your word says men ought always to pray. So we don't pray according to what we see and what we hear. We pray according to the command and the desire of the God that we serve. He said, pray for one another and confess your faults one to another, that we might be healed. So right now, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, Lord. Every sickness right now is cast down. Every disease right now is destroyed by the power of Almighty God. Every infirmity and affliction right now, in the name of Jesus, we put the blood of Jesus over it, and we say, by his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are delivered. By the stripes of Jesus and the wounds that he took for us, you are set free from your infirmity. Like that woman who was bent over for 18 years. He said, woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. And all it takes is a moment. Glory be to God. All it takes is a suddenly. All it takes is an immediately. And you'll be walking in newness. You'll be walking delivered. You'll be walking healed. I mean totally healed. Totally delivered. Totally set free. In the name of Jesus. So it ain't over until God says it's over. That's why you got to keep believing God. That's why you and I got to keep trusting God. That's why we got to keep opening up our mouths and say, with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. We, according to the scripture, can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So right now, Lord, that person looking for employment, open a door that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them approve the resume. Let them approve the application. Let them give a yes for the loan at the bank, for the mortgage. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, glory be to God. Even as the kids are going back to school on next week, we pray for every child going back to school. We pray for every student going back to college. We pray for our students who are in nursing school, who are in technical school, who are in IT training, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our young people. Bless even our older people who dare to go back and get that degree, who dare to go back and get extra training to increase and improve on a vocation. In the name of Jesus, I feel this thing tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is able. Don't give up on God. God will never give up on you.
Yes.
I need to say that again. I need to say it for me. Don't give up on God, because God will never give up on you. So we're not giving up on God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Believe in God. Let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Okata. Kata. Believe in God.
Yes.
Also believe in me.
Yes.
That was the words of Jesus. Because he did the supernatural. He cursed the fig tree, and the next day it was dried up. He spoke to the wind and the waves, and they obeyed him. And you and I, too, can do the supernatural through our words, and through the power of prayer. So right now, Lord, we pray for increase. Oh, glory be to God. We pray for overflow. You said we have not because we ask not. Right now, bless new creation Christian ministries. We are believing you for growth, and we're not ashamed of it. Spiritual growth, financial growth, numerical growth. Bring in the gifts, Lord. Bring in the anointed. Bring in the ones that will fulfill the vision and put their hands to the plow and not look back. We're believing you for the overflow. We're believing you for families to walk through the doors of the church and commit to the things that you are doing at New Creation. We're believing for the young people to come off of the streets of Hillside, North, Irvington, Union, Elizabeth, and say, what must I do to be saved? We're believing for the senior citizens in their latter years to come and impart their wisdom, to come and impart their gifts to the body of Christ and that local assembly, to come and impart, Lord, what you have called them to do. In the name of Jesus, that's why I send your word right now to Elizabeth Page, Evangelist Elizabeth Page. By the word of God, she is already healed. Lord, give her supernatural strength. Allow her breathing, Lord, to be restored to full capacity in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her to be independent of the oxygen in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her body be strengthened right now. Oh, glory be to God. Elizabeth Page, we speak to your body and we say be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, she loves you. Lord, she's a praiser. She is a worshiper. She's even blessing that adult daycare that you have anointed her to be in. When she walks in and say good morning, the whole place lights up. When she walks in and she just be her joyful self, even those in their latter years, those who are disabled, those, Lord, in the name of Jesus, who sometimes is downcast, she brings the joy of the Lord to that place. Oh, y'all better hear God. She brings the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And she says, Pastor, when I come in with the joy of the Lord, I know it's contagious, and that's what God wants from each and every one of us. Whether we're hospitalized, whether we're healthy in our full bodies, God wants us, wherever we go, to be agents of change, to be agents, glory be to God. You ain't got to say audibly. You ain't got to say with the audible voice. You can be praying in silent, and you'll see me changing. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that's the power that you possess. That's the power that you and I walk around with. That's the anointing that God has given us. Why do you think this world is still held together? Because there's people like us who are praying on this line. He said in Sodom and Gomorrah, if I can find 10 that would touch and agree and be obedient to me, I will turn back the curse that I have for Sodom and Gomorrah. Now I know it's more than 10 people on the face of this earth who pray consistently, who pray fervently, who pray for the ungodly, who pray for the prostitute, who pray for the drug dealers and the gangbangers. That's why we're praying. We're praying for the murderers and the rapists. We're praying for the child molesters. Lord, that you would turn their life around tonight. We're praying for those who are lost and turned out in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, not by might, not by power, but you said it's by your spirit. As I look at my own life, Lord, lost 20 years ago, you said, Anthony Simmons, I'm calling you to the body of Christ. I'm calling you into the kingdom of heaven. I'm calling you into the family of believers in the mighty name of Jesus. And our job is to win some souls for Christ. Our job is through the examples of our lives. And so for people to say, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
I see that God in you is greater than he that's in this world.
Yes.
Oh, I want that kind of God.
Yes.
I want that kind of peace. I want that kind of joy that you Christians possess, that you who believe in the one and true God, Jehovah God, he is God. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega.
My God.
Look at the book of Revelation. He says, I am the first and the last. He says, I am the beginning and the end. That simply means, Pastor, everything in the middle,
yes.
God has, oh, glory be to God. God has already overseen. He has already predestined and preordained for things that happened in our lives. If God allowed it, you can handle it. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know who that's for. If God allowed it, you can handle it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. All temptations are common to man. But with that temptation, with that burden, God will make a way of escape. The word says he won't put more on you than what you can bear. But
yes.
God is faithful.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad we ain't got to do it.
Yes.
I'm so glad we ain't got to know all the answers and all know all the right words. I'm so glad that we have this thing called favor on our lives.
My God.
The scriptures say God is faithful. So that's why we trust God. I said, even when it looks impossible, even when we're at the end of our rope, even when we don't have enough money to pay our bills, even when they're threatened to lay us off and to downsize and to remove our source of income, even when we're being persecuted by this ungodly world sometimes. The Bible says God is faithful. Put your trust in God tonight. Put your faith back in God tonight. He says trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. But in all your ways, that means when you're at work, that means when you're going to church, that means me and my wife as pastors, we got to acknowledge God in all of our ways. That means when we're trying to stay married and parent our children, when we're trying to be kind to our neighbor like that good Samaritan who found out his neighbor with those who are down and hurting. His neighbor are those who need an answer from God. Our neighbors are those who are lost and blinded by the devil of this world. That's who our neighbor is, according to Scripture.
Yes, Lord.
My wife told me years ago, even before she was called to be a prophet of God, she said God allowed her to see into the lives of people, especially women, and she would see into the depths of their souls, even sometimes detailed information. And now that she has a heart for women and men, now that God has called her to be a prophet to the nations, God allows us, through the gifting of his hand, he gives us gifts to bring his name glory.
Yes.
He gives us an anointing to destroy yokes, gives us supernatural ability.
Yes. I'm
in the name of Jesus. So be encouraged on tonight.
Thank you.
It ain't over until God says it's over. You will get another job making more money.
Yes.
I speak prophetically right now that your ladder shall be greater.
Yes.
When you go through the valley, he said, never will he leave you nor forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through the flood, you will not drown. You won't lose your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through the fire, the word says you're going to come out now not smelling like smoke, not even being singed by the fire. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray for every person right now that the eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, that hasn't even entered their hearts what you have prepared for them because they love you on tonight. That's why we call in every Tuesday night, because we love God and we need God. and we want God to bless us. He says, in that day I'll pour out my spirit, and my sons and my daughters will prophesy. They'll have visions, and they'll dream dreams. Don't let go of your dream tonight. Don't let go of that vision that God has given you. Don't throw in the towel and give up. My wife wrote a book, even reread sometimes today, Don't Die in the Wilderness. And if you have not purchased that book, I really, really, really advise you to purchase my wife's book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, by Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And in that book, she says even the wilderness has a reason for being a wilderness experience. There's a reason for it in our lives. The test that we go through, there's a reason for it. And if you don't die in the wilderness, oh, glory be to God, there's such a blessed life for you. There's such a blessed future that God has ordained for you. If you don't quit and give up, there's such a bright tomorrow for you and I in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray for endurance tonight. I pray that you give us strength to last. Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have run my race. I have kept the faith. I have finished the course. So right now we realize tonight that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor those who are wiser and smarter and richer than us, but it's given to those that endure. So right now, Lord, I pray that you'll keep us on the battlefield. I pray that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. The weapon of prayer, that weapon that we're using right now, is a powerful weapon. The weapon of the name of Jesus. That's why we pray in his name tonight. That is a weapon. He said that name is above every name, that every knee shall bow, that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. That's two weapons that we use every Tuesday night. These weapons are not carnal. And the third weapon is the word of God. These are not carnal things. These are not natural things. This is how you and I get the victory in our lives. As we open up the prayer lines momentarily, in the name of Jesus, I just need you to press one tonight. And we want to touch and agree and pray for you and pray with you. Oh, glory be to God. I feel this thing so mightily tonight. Jude said, pray in your heavenly language. If you don't have the gift of other tongues, I pray right now that God will give you the desire and impart this supernatural heavenly gift into your life tonight in the name of Jesus. That your life will be enriched and edified, and you'll be fortified with a heavenly language, that you'll do warfare like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Karaha shelehebo o kataba. Kuruho shelehebo. Haleheke kelehebo o kaba ashiti. Ora kara akara. Rokoda ashehebo. Oh Lord, we love you tonight. And we bless your holy name. God, there's none like you. As my wife comes, as you press one, and we pray tonight for you and your family. Or whatever your desire is, what you need from God, we just want to touch and agree with you. As my wife comes, you're filling even a praise report or a prayer concern, press one, and we'll touch and agree with you on tonight.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your presence. You said we're two or more gathered in your name, oh God, that you would be in our midst. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being with us on tonight, God. Even as, Father God, we come boldly to your throne of grace, oh God. Father God, seeking your face, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we repent, Father God, of all sins, oh God, known and unknown, oh God. We ask you, Father God, for forgiveness, oh God. Forgive us where we have missed the mark. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. Where we, Father God, have erred, oh God. Where we have neglected, oh God, to, Father God, be in fellowship, sweet fellowship with you, oh God. You said, Father God, Jesus said, if we love him, we will obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That your yoke is easy and your burden is light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we come to you today. Hallelujah. We need another touch on you, Lord. You said times of refreshing are to be found in your presence. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we come, Father God, seeking your presence and seeking your face, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to say thank you. Hallelujah. We come to say thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for our right mind. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for the use of our limbs. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for a roof over our head. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for our children. Thank you, Jesus, for our marriages. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for our places of employment, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for being the lifter of our heads. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, hallelujah, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us, oh God, from all of our sicknesses, from all of our distresses. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We worship your holy name. We magnify your holy name. You alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for being Alpha and Omega, God, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We thank you for being King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, Jesus, for being the will in the middle of the will, for being the lily in the valley. We thank you for being the Lion of Judah, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being that friend that sticks closer than a brother, God, when everybody else turns their back on us, God. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. But you said in your word that, lo, you will be always with us. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for being an everlasting friend. We thank you for being, oh, glory, hallelujah, a help, a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Jesus, for being our provider, our protector, oh God. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for walking with us, oh God, through, Father God, the valley of the shadow of death. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for your hand being upon our life, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy, God. Lord, you are worthy, and there's none like you. So we magnify your name on tonight. I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, God. I ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every individual, Father God, that's on the phone lines tonight, God. Lord, you know what they came here in the need of, God. You know, Lord, what the need is even before they press one and begin to ask, oh God, for prayer on tonight, God. So I ask that you will touch each and every person that's assembled here tonight. So, Lord, somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs a breakthrough, oh God. Somebody needs, Father God, hallelujah, some money, oh God. Somebody needs some bills paid, God. Somebody's waiting, Father God, for a job opportunity. Somebody's waiting for housing. Somebody, Lord, is waiting for healing in their body. So, Lord, we trust you and we believe you tonight, God, for divine healing in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, that every need is met, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Lord, somebody's believing you for their children to be saved, God. Somebody's believing you, hallelujah, for their spouse to be saved, God. Somebody's believing for their marriage on tonight, God. So, Lord, we release, Father God, the answer to every prayer on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you touch and agree, that you touch and meet every need tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, somebody's troubled in their mind, God. And we, Father God, ask that you will send your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody, Lord, has some news, Father God, that Father God turned their world upside down. But God, right now, Lord, encourage that person, God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know, God, that you are working things out in the middle of every situation, Lord. You are in the middle of it, working it out, God. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of every situation, God. We thank you, and we praise you, on God. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't worship you enough, God. We wave our hands. We lift our hands. We worship you. We adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, oh high God. There's no other name by which man can be saved, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being our substitute. Glory. Hallelujah. When we should have died for our sins, but you stepped in, hallelujah, and said, no, I'll pay. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Jesus, for stepping in and taking the paying the price, being our redeemer. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our redeemer on today. Some of us shouldn't even be here. We shouldn't be here, oh God. We should have, the stuff we did a long time ago should have taken us out, God. But because of your grace and your mercy, God, we are still here, and God, for that we are thankful. So forgive us, God, for being ungrateful, and forgive us, oh God, for being rebellious and stiff-necked. Forgive us, oh God, hallelujah, for complaining. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah, for being unforgiving. God, we ask that you have mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Let your mercy shine abroad, oh God, throughout this prayer line. Lord, we need you to have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak salvation. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We speak provision. God is sending provision to your home. God is sending miracles. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Favor. Divine favor. We speak favor over your lives. For every person under the sound of my voice, we speak favor. Divine favor over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. There's a quickening. Deep call of us to deep. There's some of you on the phone, and you just want more of God. And God is saying, I'm releasing a supernatural overflow. Oh, glory into your spirit. Supernatural overflow. Overflow. Rivers of living water are flowing from your belly. Now begin to speak in your heavenly language. God says, I'm speaking overflow in the spirit realm. You're not asking me for a house. You're not asking me for a car. Even though those things, it delights in me. It delights me to bless you. But God says, you're asking me for more of me. You're asking me for more of my power, more of my wisdom. Hallelujah. More of my anointing. And God says he's going to release to you more of his power, more of his wisdom, more of his anointing. Hallelujah. Just like Solomon, when God said, what do you want? Ask me. And he said, I ask for wisdom on how to lead this great people. And God is saying, hallelujah, that because Solomon did not ask for riches, he was given not only wisdom, but he was given wisdom and riches. And God says, I'm going to release to you the spiritual things. Huh? And not only that, but the natural things will follow. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Because you want more of God. More of what God has for you will be released. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for supernatural release on tonight. God's hitting you. God's touching you right in your home. God's fire is hitting you right where you sit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's fire is touching your body. It's touching the area that's been hurting. It's touching every sick area. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Rita Leek, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, God, for her and her family, God. We pray for her sister on tonight, God, that has the aneurysm, oh God. And we pray for divine healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are able to do all things, oh God. And we're asking you, Lord, to give her extended life in the land of the living. We're asking for healing. We're asking for supernatural, miraculous healing over her life. In Jesus' name, ha. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nana Mokoshele Ekena, Mama. In the name of Jesus, touch Sister Rita and her family. God, Father God, be with them. Give them faith. Encourage them in their faith. Oh, God, continue. Give them a sign. Show them that you're there, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for Ferguson. We pray for peace, oh, God, in Missouri, God. We pray for racial unity, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there will be peace, oh God, amongst the races, oh God. Let the souls be saved. Let your kingdom come, oh God. Let your will be done on earth as you have already established in heaven. God, we know that there is no diversity. There is no racial prejudice in heaven, oh God. Lord, so we thank you, Lord, Father God, for a manifestation of harmony even between the races in the earth realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you. I pray for every home. I pray that every need is met. We pray, Father God, for divine provision. We pray for money being released into every home in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. I pray for my mother, God. We pray for Mother Mae Thomas, God. We pray for Mother Mae Thomas in Sanford, Florida, God, even as she has had family, my sister and my brother. Thank you for bringing my sister home safely from the desert, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sergeant Major Jacqueline Bowie, oh God, we just thank you for bringing her home safely. Yes. I thank you, Lord, for her marriage. I thank you for my sister Renee's marriage. Yes. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for my marriage. I thank you for every marriage on this line, God. Yes. We thank you and we praise you for my brother's marriage, Brother Gary, oh God, and Vonda. And Lord, we pray, Father God, for Mother Mae Thomas, God. Yes. Thank you for well done, thy good and faithful servant over her life, God. She serves you with everything in her. She was a deacon in your church here in New Jersey. She's a mother. She's a mother of Zion, oh God. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you will continue to bless her, encourage her, strengthen her, oh God, pour into her, oh God, meet every need, God, oh God, give her, Father God, favor, give her, oh glory, let somebody come and bless her, God, because she's been a blessing to us and so many. So Lord, we just thank you, we praise you for your hand upon her life, but Father God, touch every one of her children, save every one of her children, touch my sister Rashida, hallelujah, and her children, hallelujah, my sister Jackie, my sister, hallelujah, Renee, my brother Gary, hallelujah, touch Pastor Sister Darlene, his brothers Rodney and Michael and Lewis, hallelujah. Larry, oh God, over there in Europe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you touch our families, touch our children, oh God. My daughter, hallelujah, our daughter, Hakita, our son, Justin, oh God, our daughter, Kayla, our son, Marcus, our grandchildren, Nairobi, Niella, Joshua, and Sudani, oh, glory, hallelujah, touch every child, oh, that's represented on this line tonight. We thank you, Lord, for protection. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them as they go back to school. Touch little Princess as she's back in school, oh God. Mustafa and Al, my nephews, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the hands of Satan and we declare, oh glory, hallelujah, that all of our children, adult children and minor children, every adult child that's represented on this line tonight, we declare divine protection. We declare clarity of thought processes. We declare that they are saved, delivered, set free, oh glory, from the hands of the devil. We declare that every teenager, every minor, every adolescent, every infant, every toddler, oh glory, is protected. We plead the blood of Jesus over every one of our children in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. I feel this thing.
Yes.
We praise you, God. Oh, glory, for every child in New Creation Christian Ministries, every child on this line. Oh, glory, and we praise you, oh, God. And we thank you for divine favor. And we declare that our children are protected, our children are safe, our children are prosperous, our children are successful, our children are saved, our children are walking with the Lord, our children are mighty men and women of God, warriors in the kingdom of God, a great inheritance, a godly posterity. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for your hand upon our adult children and our minor children, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we silence every wagging tongue, and we pull back the hand of the devil. We pull back the hand of the devil, and we declare that they are safe and secure in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Give God some praise. We don't see any hands raised. We don't know if our phone lines are functioning properly. We're going to double check it. But you can press 1 if you want to talk to us, if you need prayer. Amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving so powerfully on tonight. God is opening doors that no man can close. He's closing doors that no man can open. I hear the Lord saying, be encouraged. I hear the Lord say, continue to press forward. There's no weapon, there's nothing, no good thing that he's going to withhold from those who love him and the call according to his purpose. We see that hand. God says there's no good thing that he will withhold from those who love him and the called by God, those who are called and those who walk uprightly before him. So God is speaking and he's moving on the hearts of the people on tonight, and we're going to begin to take calls in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God for each and every caller tonight. We will take every call, and we see this hand raised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for you this evening. Area code 813. God bless you, 813. God bless you.
Good evening, and God bless you. This is Miriam. Oh, thank you for the prayer, and God is with you. I can feel the Spirit. I need prayer once again for my family, for the contentions that they have amongst each other, my children, and especially my daughter, the third one, Roxy. She gets very bothered with me, Pastor, because she is going to a Jewish synagogue, and I try to ask her why she was going there. And she says that it's just a way of life, that she said she never felt accepted in the Christian church, and she knows the Lord and she knows Bible, but that there she feels at home. That's what she tells me. And I told her that salvation comes through Jesus Christ, and yeah, if she went to a Messianic church, you know, Jewish church, then I think that would be better. But she doesn't want to. She just wants to go there. I says, and they're still waiting for the Messiah, and the Messiah already came. and she says that their Messiah was it Elijah? I believe that's what they say. So I just need prayer for her because she gets very bothered with me and angry, and she needs her tongue bridled because there's nothing. I feel like I'm walking on eggs sometimes because of the way she responds. She doesn't talk bad to me, but she's very curt with me, and it's not about me. It's about her salvation and her children. So I just need prayer for that.
Amen. Well, we strongly believe that you are doing all the right things as a mother, as a believer. Yeah. You're just simply sharing the truth with love. Yeah. And like you said, sometimes the enemy has us not ready to receive the truth, but you have done everything that you can do, and God will do all the rest. Yeah. So we're going to pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we Marian, we thank you for this mother who has a genuine love for her daughter, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So right now we pray for her daughter, Roxy. We pray, Lord, that you would, Father God, open up her understanding, enlighten, Father God, hallelujah, the power of Jesus Christ who rules, who reigns, who she had given her life to, Lord, years ago. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would get her in the mighty name of Jesus back on the narrow road. You said, wide is the gate that many are traveling, and that's the wrong way to destruction, and narrow is the gate, Lord, that few find it. So, Lord, put her back on the right path in the name of Jesus. Even, Father God, put the right people in her, in the name of Jesus. Put the right people, Lord, in her sphere, in her circle. That, Lord, she don't just don't have to hear the truth from her mother, but from somebody that she can receive it from. You know, Father God, what she needs. So, Lord, we pray for all of her children right now, Lord, that you would get them in the center of your will, that you would govern their thoughts and their hearts and their wills, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for this entire family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And keep Miriam strong in you. Allow her, Lord, to pray to you and to believe that you can do what she can't possibly do in her human state. So, Lord, we know that you love her. We know that you have given her all of these children. And, Lord, you said never will you leave her, never will you forsake her. Your word says you have never, and we have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So we thank you, Lord. And we believe by faith, Lord, that all of her children are saved. All of them will be delivered and set free from this world. So we pray and we touch and agree with this mother, Lord.
Yes.
And we know that you are merciful, God. We know that your grace is sufficient to reach down and touch this young lady and to minister to her mind and to regulate her thoughts, that she can take every thought captive and cast down every lie. Cast down, Father God, every deceptive demon in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I know that with you we cannot fail in the name of Jesus. So we believe and we just touch and agree with Miriam. And we say, Lord, bless this family and keep them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you be encouraged because, as you said, that there are many Jews for Jesus today. There's still so many lies that's being perpetrated, and we believe that your daughter will soon be back into the kingdom with right standing and in right standing with God. Because even though she, it seems like you said, she's not listening, I believe it's getting through. I believe she's hearing her mother's heart, and she's hearing the spirit of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Be encouraged and keep praying.
Amen. God bless you, my
Thank
sister.
You. Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank Amen. God, and we as parents, we know that we are going through an age where there's just so much coming into the lives of our children. But we know that God is able, Amen, to undo everything that the devil tries to do.
Yeah.
to God be the glory. Area code 908. We thank God for you tonight. 908.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Pastor, to Sister
Amen.
Lori, how are you this evening?
We're doing well.
Hey, man, we're doing well, Sister Lori. God bless you tonight.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just called to ask for you to pray for some people that I met today and people that I know that are just need prayer, you know, just a simple prayer. I met a young man on the bus this morning going to Walmart, and I didn't say anything to him or anything like that. And then as I was coming home, I seen him on a bus, and I had needed another dollar. And when the lady told me how much the transfer would be, I said, oh, God, I guess I don't have it. I guess I'll be walking home, you know, from when they dropped me off, because I needed another dollar for my transfer. He got up and he gave me a dollar. I said, Lord, you're so good. His name was Avery. And I just want you to pray for the young man. He's 22 years old. He said that he's out on his own, him and his brother. He left his mother's house. I'm going to ask that you pray for him. I have a young lady. She just had a liver transplant. It's Taikia's cousin. You don't know her, but she needs prayer. That God will heal her up. Just for the schools in general in Elizabeth, I'm also asking prayer for my aunt. Everyone that has helped me when I was going through my transition, praise God. I just ask that you pray for Ms. Brown, my aunt, my spiritual mother, and anyone else that said a prayer for me. I am grateful to God today for all that he's doing, all how he's teaching me to come become more like him, and how God is just growing me in the different things, and I'm seeing different things and learning. And I just want to encourage those. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand, because it will manifest in due season. And that has been one of my favorite scriptures. I can't remember it. Oh, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Since I've been going through this transformation, that's the only scripture that has been ringing in my head. And I ask those of faith that if you're holding on, hold on with that, because God will make a way out of nowhere. And I ask a special Miss Brown household, a special prayer for her whole family and her household.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Lord. We're going to lift that up before
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah for Sister Lori. We thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, her transition and transformation, oh God, and all that you are bringing her through. We thank you for her journey, oh God, in the name of Jesus, through the wilderness, oh Lord, hallelujah, and that you did not allow her to die in the wilderness, God, but you yet brought her out to the other side. So we thank you and we praise you, God. We pray for the young man on the bus, oh God, this morning, oh God, who got up and blessed her with a dollar, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for him and his sibling, that he moved out, Father God, and they got their own place, oh God, and we send a blessing to his home, oh God, that you would touch him and touch his brother and keep them, oh God, hallelujah, as young men, Father God, who are positive and trying to do something, oh God, positive and break the status quo, oh God. So we pray, Father God, for the covering of the blood of Jesus over their lives, over his life specifically, as he was a blessing to the woman of God, as Father God, as he stood up, Father God, and blessed her, Father God, without even thinking about it on this morning, when so many are selfish, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the young lady, oh God, hallelujah, Father God, who, Father God, went through a liver transplant, oh God. Lord, even now, God, we ask that you will touch her, that you will heal her, oh God. Lord, you said that you sent your word and healed them, oh God, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So, Lord, we believe you for healing for this young woman, Father God, that Sister Lori has brought to the altar on today, God. We ask, Father God, that you will let your divine mercy cover her, Father God, blanket her, Father God, with the supernatural power of your healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God. Father God, we know that you are able. So we come against anything malfunctioning, oh God. Let the liver be congruent, oh God, to every bodily organ that's already in place, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For acceptance, oh God, of her body, Father God, of this, Father God, liver transplant that she has received by your grace and your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, as we continue to pray for the children, especially in the Elizabeth school system, Lord, we pray for the high school. We pray for all the elementary schools, Lord, from the daycares on in the city of Elizabeth. Lord, bless them as they about to enter a new school year. We thank you, Father God, for opening up their minds and their understanding, their aptitude to learn. Thank you that every child will be promoted, Father God, and allow in the name of Jesus, Lord, them to learn in the mighty name of Jesus, a peaceful school year. We thank you for this next generation, Father God, who is coming behind us in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Lori Ott to you, Lord, who have blessed her and poured out her kindness upon our Sister Lori. We thank you for her aunt, that you'll continue to bless her, Lord. Continue to favor her in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for her family, Lord, every relative in the name of Jesus, her spiritual mom. Just touch these women, Father God, who has blessed her in the mighty name of Jesus. Even Ms. Brown, Father God, her neighbor, the entire household. Touch, Father God, every member of that family. Oh, I feel the power of God. Every member in that family right now, Lord, touch them with the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Only you can, God. Only you can do the impossible in the name of Jesus. You're no respecter of persons. So we thank you for Ms. Brown and her family, Lord, that you will bless them, that you will keep them, that you will pour out your spirit upon them in the mighty Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. Even as our sister said, we have never seen the righteous forsaken. And Sister Lord, you will never be forsaken. Oh, I feel God. You will never be forsaken. Everybody on this line, you won't be forsaken in the name of Jesus. God has not forgotten you. God has not overlooked you. God has not turned to deaf ear or deaf eye to you, and God sees everything that we are going through, and God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever think, ask, or imagine.
Hallelujah.
So, Sister Lord, even as, like you said, don't seem like sometimes like a lot, but that dollar got you home. You did not have to walk, and that young man blessed you. He didn't even know he was blessing an angel and a woman of God who God loves. And just because he blessed you, God's going to bless him. And everybody you lifted up who's been a blessing to you, God's going to bless them because they have blessed the woman of God in the name of Jesus. And even the city that you reside in, God is going to bless the kids in the school year this year. Amen?
Yes, amen. Thank you, Pastor and Pastor.
Glory. Well, you be encouraged, and we thank God for you. We love you, and be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, and thank you for the words of encouragement that you shared over the airwaves on tonight to encourage others. Amen. Hallelujah. So to God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Love you
Amen.
Too, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take a couple more calls. We have a couple more calls before we go off tonight. Area code 973. God bless you. Your phone line is open.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca and Anthony. How are you tonight? It's Carson.
Oh, God bless you. Yes, we're doing really well. God bless you.
Yes, I'm calling for, I want prayer for my aunt. She's 89 years old, and she's at home, but her health is failing. She has a lot of health problems, diabetes, heart problems. She's not bedridden, but now she's bedridden most of the time. And every time I talk to her, she's crying and she's telling me she wants to die and that God doesn't take her. And that she's ready to die, and I feel so bad for her because she's always been my favorite aunt, and she was always a beautiful woman, loving and caring, and it breaks my heart when I talk to her because she keeps saying, I want to die. And I tell her, well, your time is going to come when it's God's time, you know, but I guess that's not any comfort for her because she doesn't feel well, you know, everything. She says she can't sleep, all her body aches. She's getting weaker and weaker. She can't go out anymore. She can't go to church. Kind of feel bad for her.
Amen, amen. We're going to lift her and your entire family up before God.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Carmen and her aunt. Father God, 89 years you have given her. You have given her long life. But, Lord, at this stage in her life, we pray right now that you would even comfort her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Only supernaturally as you only can, God. Be with her aunt right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you have already numbered her days, and we know that you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, know all things.
Yes.
So, Father God, encourage this woman, Lord of God, who has been a blessing to her family, a blessing to Sister Carmen, and just a beautiful person, as we just have heard. So, Father God, sometimes in the name of Jesus, with the suffering, we know that you can comfort her in the name of Jesus. You can remove the pain and the discomfort supernaturally, Lord. So we're praying right now that you would strengthen her body, even though it may be in a weakened state. You can do the impossible, God, in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease, we read that scripture at the outset because you bore our infirmities. You carried away our diseases and our sicknesses. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, encourage this woman, encourage Sister Carmen and the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father God, hallelujah, do the impossible. They are standing in the need of a miracle, God. And right now we are praying for you, the miracle-working God, to do the impossible, even giving comfort, Lord, in her latter years to Carmen's aunt. So, Lord, we believe by faith that you can do it, that, Father God, you can even allow her body, Lord, to adjust and be at peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, even give her peace in her mind. Father God, give her peace in her heart and in her spirit, even her soul, Lord. Restore the joy, restore the praise. Restore, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even the desire, hallelujah, to move on. So, Lord, we thank you as you encourage Sister Carmen's heart, even as she has to see and look upon her aunt in this state. Encourage Sister Carmen right now. Strengthen her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as she said, you're going to have the ultimate will done. But even strengthen Carmen and her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch this family and be with them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Sister Carmen, be encouraged. We know that's not easy. Like you said, you love your aunt, and it's hard for you to see her in this state and sometimes the suffering that you witness. But the fact that you're a person of prayer and your love that you have for God, your presence, and even as your words towards her and to her, I'm sure it's comfort in and of itself. God has you as an angel on assignment. Even when you interact with your aunt, you'll be amazed that that brings her comfort in and of itself. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for praying for my aunt. I appreciate
Amen.
It. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. Okay. Amen. Be encouraged. We love you. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Amen. We love you.
I love you.
Glory. Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think this is our final call for this evening, but you still can press one. There's still opportunity. Area code 678, we thank God for you tonight. 678, God bless you.
God bless you, and I thank God for you and Pastor Rebecca. God bless you both. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather today, but even though I know God is here with me and walking through what I'm going through, I just want I want you to pray for those people that don't know God, that are not believers, and those that are, because I know that God is with them at all time, and those people that are dying and have died from that Ebola disease. I mean, all that I've heard today just put me in a little, you know, like a little down feeling, and what's happening with my aunt too. So I just want you to continue for those people that need prayers. Just pray for them, and I pray that, you know, that God could comfort them and keep them safe and keep them secure and full of faith, because I'm full of his faith, and I know that, you know, he's looking after me. So they need to know that he's looking after them too.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We know our God is able. God is able to do all things. And that's why, like Pastor always says, that's why we pray. Things we can't do anything about, but we have a God who can. And that's why we come with so much confidence and boldness to God, because we know that he told us to come and ask him, and that he would hear us and that he would answer. And we know that he's a God that cares. So we're going to pray for those people who don't know him and those people who are suffering with this Ebola outbreak, and also for you and your family. Amen. Father God, we praise you and we magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, hallelujah, because you are the lifter of our heads. And God, even though we go through some things in life, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are always right there with us, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we lift up Sister Maria to you on today, God, even as she called in and said she's a little under the weather, but she wants to intercede on the behalf of others, oh, God. So, Lord, we lift her up first and foremost. Yes. And, God, we ask, Father God, that you right now, Father God, give her a fresh surge of your, Father God, a refreshing anointing, oh, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, let your spirit, Father God, begin to wash over her afresh and anew, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. To give her, Father God, the knowledge and, like she said, the faith. Father God, the assurance, let her have another touch from you, oh God. She knows that you're there, God, and just lay your hands on her, oh God, and let her know that you are with her, oh God, and that you are comforting her and keeping her, and whatever it is that she's in the need of on tonight, God, we ask, Father God, that you would do it, Lord. Only you can do it, God. So we ask that you would do it, God, whatever she needs, whether it's healing or, Father God, peace or joy or, Father God, hallelujah, whatever she's standing in the need of, we ask, Father God, that you will bless her on tonight and that you will bless her indeed, oh God, with a fresh anointing, a fresh, Father God, a sense of power, of your power, a fresh surge of your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for those who owe glory, hallelujah. We pray for those who are lost tonight. We pray for those who don't know you on tonight, God.
Yes.
We pray for those who, Father God, who are perishing on tonight.
Yes.
You said in your word that it's not your desire that any man should perish. So, Lord, we pray for those who have heard the gospel and rejected it. We pray for those who have not heard the gospel. We pray for those who have not heard it preached the right way. We pray for those, oh God, hallelujah, who are still seeking for answers, oh God, those who do not know you, who are lost, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will save their souls, that you will save their souls, oh glory, hallelujah, that you will save them on tonight, God. Let them see something on TV. Let them hear a preacher on TV. Let the phone ring and somebody call them. Let them see a sermon on Facebook. Oh God, hallelujah, on YouTube, God. Let them, Father God, hear the preached word. Let an angel visit them, oh God. Father God, give them a divine visitation and let them know for sure that you are real, God. And give them faith, God, to believe that you are God. And without you, Father God, there is, Father God, no deliverance. Without you, there is no redemption. Without you, there is no eternity. Hallelujah. Eternity in heaven. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, for deliverance and salvation, God, for all of those, Father God, who are out there perishing. And we thank you. We declare souls coming in, souls being saved, lives being changed. Hallelujah. Bodies being healed, minds being healed, deliverance from drugs, deliverance from alcohol, deliverance from prostitution, homosexuality. Father God, deliverance from being in gangs, deliverance from, hallelujah, all kinds of violence, oh God, and anger and rage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. And we praise you, God, for, Father God, souls being saved. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Coming into your kingdom. And, Lord, we pray, hallelujah, for those who are suffering from the Ebola virus.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we thank you for a healing. We thank you for, Father God, divine healing right now. We thank you, Lord, for cure. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom for the doctors. We thank you, Lord, for cure. We thank you for supernatural turnaround for those, Father God, who are, Father God, what they would consider to be hopeless, God. We thank you, Lord, for containing this virus, oh God, and not allowing it to spread anymore. We ask, Father God, that you would contain this virus, that you would annihilate this virus. We know it's not of you, oh God. And we thank you and we praise you, God, and we worship you on tonight. Lord, yet will we praise you, yet will we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for who you are. So we thank you, Lord, for being God in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for having a special plan for us. We thank you, Lord, that for just being with us, just comforting us and keeping us through every storm in life. So, Lord, we give these prayers to you, and we give our sister to you, God. We thank you for blessing her son, bless her household, do a new thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, like you've never done before, God. Do a new thing in her household, Father God. Hallelujah, bless her, and even her heart for her aunt, Father God, just like her and her cousin are, Father God, both feeling this thing with their aunt being sick, oh God, we just pray, Father God, that you will give both of them the joy that this world can't understand and the peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for restoring their joy, restoring their peace, and keeping them in divine faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank God that he's still yet moving in the middle of it. Pastor, of all of the situations that we encounter in life, that God is so faithful.
Yes.
We serve a God that's so faithful. And you know what, Sister
thank
Maria,
you.
We serve a God that loves us so much.
He
has his ears inclined to just hear our prayers coming down off of his prayer line tonight, that God is right there, and he's dispatching angels, hallelujah, and he's dispatching heavenly hosts in answer to these prayers, and he's releasing miracles, and he's releasing his supernatural power, and he's releasing answers to our prayers. My God, hallelujah. So I just thank God that he's able like that. And we bind up every demon on assignment that will try to come against the answer to any of these prayers that we prayed on tonight. And we declare that no weapon formed against what God has already ordained for his people will prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you too. We'll see you soon. It's about another month.
We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And she went off with a praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to go off the air tonight. We thank God. I don't know if Sister Rita Leek is on the line, but know that pastors love you, and we're praying for you and your family.
Yes.
We're well aware of what's going on, and we won't cease from praying.
Yes.
Mother, we love you. We thank God for Mother Mae Thomas down in Sanford, Florida. We love each and every one of you on the prayer line. To God be the glory.
Amen. And God is saying on tonight, be encouraged, my children. And God is calling us his children. And he wants us to remember tonight that he is our Father in heaven. and he loves us so much. And God is just saying, be encouraged. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in Jesus. Trust also in me. God is saying, I have you. I have you. God is saying, I have you in the palm of my hand, and I'm not going to drop the ball on you. Be encouraged. Continue to rejoice in me. Rejoice in me. God says, I inhabit the praises of my people, and continue to go forward with faith. Hallelujah. God says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it? And it seems like so much pressure is coming against so many of you, and that's only because you're on the verge of a breakthrough. Woo. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're on a verge. You're on the verge of your personal breakthrough for your personal situation. Hallelujah. So receive that on tonight. Know that our God is faithful. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And he says, I will not lie. I will not leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. He says, I love you so much. I love you so much. And my plan for you is still great. So God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and I love you. We will be in Bible study on tomorrow night. That's Wednesday tomorrow at 7:30 at 2 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. And then we
come to church.
Before the cookout, come to church. That Sunday before the cookout, this holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend, before the cookout, come to church. Amen. Hallelujah. And then Thursday, we have our addiction and stronghold recovery meeting at 7:30 on Thursday. All of this at 1482 Maple Avenue. Amen. And we are excited about what God is doing. Our service on Sunday starts at 12:30. You're talking about 2 hours, 2.5 hours of power. Amen. With the Lord. We try not to put a timer on God. Amen. Because we want God to move in our midst. And I just thank God for Sister Miriam. She said, the Lord is with you. And I received that, my sister. Because that's our desire, that God would be with us. Amen. Because we do not serve a dead God. Our God is yet alive. Amen. So God bless you, and go in peace and serve our God. Amen. We love you.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.